This episode of the PHP Architect Podcast is brought to you by Microsoft Website Spark, a new program for web pros to help them grow their business and get access to Microsoft's tools for nearly no cost. Learn more and sign up for Website Spark at websitespark.com.
Hey everyone, it's Marco Tavini from PHP Architect, and I just opened a can of Dr. Pepper into the microphone. So if we sound bubbly, it's not a mistake. Welcome to another episode of the PHP Architect Podcast. We are coming to you from very sunny and very hot Dallas, where we are hosting CodeWorks 2009, our wonderful series of conferences that has so far taken us to San Francisco, Los Angeles. Dallas is the third stop, and then I'm going home, but the rest of the team is going to move to Atlanta, Miami, Washington, D.C., New York, and the Insane Asylum.
Well.
So I wish I could tell you what day it is or what time it is, but I don't know. After 3 days and, what, two time zones, I have no idea where I am, what I'm doing here. All I know is that at some point I will be catching another flight. Why don't we just go around the table and introduce ourselves?
Hi, it's Elizabeth Naramore.
Hi, it's Cal Evans, and I'm learning how to mix coffee with ibuprofen for the cocktail for all the speakers.
And this is Josh Holmes. I'm an evangelist with Microsoft.
Okay, great. So I guess we should start by talking about what we've done over the last week or so. CodeWorks has been underway since sometimes last week. I think it was Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, something like that, yes. We've been in San Francisco, where it was a very nice experience. It was the first time that we were doing one of the CodeWorks events, and I think overall things went really well. We had a really good time, at least I had a really good time, dealing with the logistics of the conference has been challenging, but we've met a lot of really cool people, the vast majority of which have never been to a PHP conference, which was exactly what we wanted to accomplish. And I think at least all the people I've spoken to have enjoyed the process of actually attending a conference and learning something from the entire experience. Either that or they were exceedingly polite to me, which is always a possibility. Elizabeth, what do you think of this whole thing?
I think it's going really, really well. Was kind of touch and go. You know, we've not done a conference like this before, so I was interested to see what was going to go wrong. And really, it's been really smooth. I'm quite pleased with that. Every attendee I talk to has an excellent time, has learned so much. The conferences are a little smaller in each of these pockets than they are, you know, at Tech,
right?
Of course, but the I think the attendees really appreciate that. I mean, it's really gone over well. So I think there is definitely room for smaller conferences as well as larger ones.
Yeah, Cal and I have been teaching presenting. I don't know if teaching is the right word. We've been presenting a tutorial on Adobe Flex, and it's actually been fun to have a small group, you know, 15, 20 people, just because there's more interaction. People are less afraid of speaking out. They see that there are fewer people, so they actually want to get something that's specifically important to them from the session, as opposed to just sitting in a room with 100 people and sort of having to go with the flow.
Yeah.
And the travel, too, I think has been relatively smooth. I mean, we had a few hiccups, but we haven't lost anyone, and we haven't lost any luggage. So
we've not killed anyone either.
We've not killed anybody.
That's right. It's been, you know, the temptation has been there every now and then.
Oh, yeah.
American Airlines, I am looking at you. But it's been great. I mean, traveling is always stressful, and it's gone really well, except for yesterday on the way from L.A. to Dallas. We've sat essentially on the highway for almost an hour because there was an overturned cement truck
Oh, it wasn't just overturned. It was up on the concrete divider between the two lanes of the interstate. I mean, it was just, it's one of those that you look at it and you say, there's no way that they actually, how did they get it there, you know? It was amazing.
And it blocked both sides of the highway.
Yeah.
Almost all lanes but one. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was not...
It was not good.
No, and we missed the flight.
Yeah.
And Google politely told us some lane blockage may occur.
Yeah. You
know? Had it down four lanes down to one, but some may occur.
So, yeah, we missed that flight, but it worked out.
It worked out. We actually got onto a bigger plane. We got exit row seats and Wi-Fi.
Which is nice.
Yes. Which is... it makes the flight go faster, I think.
Yeah.
So, well, we had an impromptu chat session in the MTA chat room. <That's right. laughs> It was awesome.
Hey, how you doing? Good. Right behind you. Okay.
So, Cal, what do you think?
I've had a ball. It's been very tiring. I think each one of them have brought something different. of course, San Francisco is always a great town to visit. I mean, we went out to a restaurant in San Francisco that was just wonderful. Of course, we had to walk. 2-3 miles to get to it, but still, Travis kept saying, well, it's just a little farther, just around this corner. But when we got to L.A.
Oh, you're talking about the Chinese place.
Oh, yeah. we got to L.A., the hotel was absolutely gorgeous in my book. I mean, it was one of the nicest hotels I've stayed in, and I've stayed in an awful lot of hotels. The conference facility was nice, but this conference facility, the American Airlines Training Center, and as much as we ragged on American Airlines, this conference facility is absolutely gorgeous. The rooms, let's just say they're a little bit Spartan, but the actual conference center is great, and they've got, this is where they train the flight crews, and so they've got gates and ticket counter demos set up, and they have fuselages set up downstairs, and yeah, you know, we caught Scott McVicker trying to check in down there at one of the test gates. So, Scott, no, you can't do that.
Yes, we're keeping on a number of interesting statistics on speaker performance. Not to rattle Scott in particular, but there's a picture on Flickr that we took from our whiteboard just today. It's in Cal's stream, and I will link to it in the podcast notes. And we have some interesting statistics, like number of allowances blown.
Now, we're 3 days in, and number of allowances blown, so our per diems blown so far.
What else did we track?
Housekeeping's flashed. Sorry, Scott, but that one's up there on the board, dude.
Yeah, luckily, the most important one, which is number of speakers bailed out of jail, is still at zero.
Still at zero.
Well, no. Also, very importantly, number of speakers arrested is at zero.
Yes, that's true.
It's more important that those two numbers stay concurrent than they stay at zero. So.
Yeah, and I think the MTA official policy, those numbers will not stay concurrent. That last right. number is going to stay at zero no matter what. So.
Yeah,
only if there are talks yet to be given.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Right. Search Twitter for "I will not bail you out." interestingly enough, actually, we've split the conference team in two sub-teams. One does all the tutorial days. So code work is actually 2 days. One is the tutorial day, and then there's the main conference day. So we split ourselves in two teams. One team is responsible for the tutorial day, and they kindly call themselves the A-team. And then there's...
That's because their jokes are cheesy.
There's the main team on which we're all... Cal and Elizabeth and I have been part so far. That does the main conference days. We call ourselves...
Team Awesome.
Team Awesome. Yes. That's right. Drink.
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 Sorry. Diet Coke. Not quite the right thing, I think. It's actually been great. I mean, from the point of view of the people we're with, it's amazing. It's fun. Everybody is pitching in. Everybody's doing something. Everybody, I think, is having a good time. Some people are having more of a good time than others. Some people are having too much of a good time.
We won't mention any names, but yes.
It's been awesome. I've been here both days. So I've been here for the tutorial and for the main day, and it's striking to me, coming from a lot of other technologies where you know, when I'm coming to this conference, if I want to meet the people that are actually on the core teams of the major projects, they're the speakers. They're here. They're, you know, so I can sit down and chat with Nate, who's, you know, the lead developer on the CAKE framework. And it's just awesome. And so, and they're all very approachable, very friendly. And I just have really enjoyed, you know, hanging out and get to know some of the guys here in the community here. So hats off to you guys and to the PHP community. So just wanted to put that out there first.
Well, hats off to Elizabeth, because I didn't really do anything.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
You're so welcome.
All I did to help CodeWorks was write a few emails and a few faxes every here and there.
They were key, though.
They were, yeah, they were sort of useful, I think. But I'm glad you're enjoying this. I mean, this is something new for us as well. Usually, you know, we do a conference where we expect people to come to us. Mm-hmm. And that's, of course, our PHP Tech in Chicago, which we're, by the way, going to do again next May. Again in Chicago, but this is different because we are going to visit people. We're taking ourselves and our speakers to the places where we want people to be. And to me, it's been a great validation to hear that so many of the people who are showing up at CodeWorks have never been to a conference before, right? Because that was precisely one of my goals. If you're a developer and you've never been to a conference, you don't really know what you're missing.
Right.
And the vast majority of people will think, oh, I'm missing sitting for a whole day in lectures. And yes, there are lectures, but the reality is that the real value of a conference is in meeting the other people.
Absolutely.
Other people that, like you, code for a living. Mm-hmm. And so from whom you can learn so much.
And a lot of the people a lot of the conversations I'm overhearing, oh, I've been talking to you on IRC. Mm-hmm. And this is my handle. This is my handle. Oh, face the name, and you know, they start, you know, chatting. It's just been fun to watch that, you know. And as you're traveling around all these cities, there's actually people here from South Dakota, from Austin, from you know, it's like, so you don't just have a Dallas crowd here. You actually have people from all over. So it's kind of fun.
Yeah, and it's curious because I was expecting mostly people from around here. Mm-hmm. And we do have a lot of people who are local. But it's interesting to see people, you know, make it a trip and come here, despite the fact that we're not so close to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So transitioning to Website Spark. So Website Spark, brand new program, building on the success of Dream Spark, which is for students, and BizSpark, which is for independent software vendors, people who are building software or software as a service for sale. The Dream Spark is for students. It gives them access to basically all of our developer technologies for free for 2 years. BizSpark is for people building software or software as a service, and it gives people access to all the technology with no upfront cost, 3 years. At the end of the program, there's a $100 administration fee. Website Spark is for consultants.
So let me stop you there for a second.
Yes, sir.
I know that a lot of people will be wondering, what's the $100 fee for? What's the point behind the $100 fee?
It's an administration fee for running the program, and for there's actually a tremendous amount of administration work on our end, mm-hmm. And also it on a token effect, we're not giving away software, because it's, you know, for students, it's easy to give away software, but for companies, it becomes, for a lot of reasons, harder to give software. So the $100 fee is a nice token that says,
okay,
we're not giving it away.
Fair enough.
So I don't know if that's I don't know if that's the official reason, but that's what I've said in my head. So
It is now.
Right. So for Website Spark is for specifically for web consultants, and so they've designed a package that is specifically for that small consultant shop, 1 to 10 people, and so you have to be 10 or under, including your secretary and everybody else. It gives you 4 processors worth of Windows Server, SQL Server, 3 licenses for Visual Studio Professional Edition, 2 licenses of Expression Web, and a license for Expression Studio, which gives you, you know, all of our...
That's a lot of software for $100.
For $100, yeah. For $33 a year, because it's a 3-year program, and you pay the $100 on exit of the program. Now, on exit means, okay, we hired our 11th or 12th person, so we have to leave. or you decide, you know what, this program is no longer for me, I'm going to leave, it's $100. Okay, so, you know, it's 0 to 3 years, $100 exit fee. And but we do have some nice incentives set up so that, you know, on exit of the program, we're going to give lots of options and availability of the software at a low cost price. So you can make all those licenses perpetual, you know, for forever for $1,000 at the end of the program. Or you can pay the $100 and wash your hands when you're done.
And so what's the actual value of the software itself? If I were to buy it?
SQL Server or four processor license is $25,000.
So it's a fairly good deal.
Yes. Yeah.
We're talking pennies on the dollar here.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, exactly, okay. Exactly. And, I mean, the basic reason for this is that we're trying to lower the barrier to entry and lower the, you know, we feel very strongly that the total cost of ownership, if you buy our software and, you know, run with it for multiple years, your total cost of ownership is going to be far lower. We've got a lot of studies that will show that. But we do have a much higher upfront cost. Well, with this program, we're eliminating that and proving out that, you know, total cost ownership will be lower and you know, more stable and stronger.
Now, that's great, but I mean, once I get my application built, where do I host this stuff?
So a couple of different options there. You can either throw the stuff in your own closet, you know, so you build a server and then throw it in your own closet. Or you can go with one of our network partners who are hosters. So Cal, as he's asking questions and feeding me a little bit here, it's great. Cal is actually one of our network partners and can sign you up just, you know, and give you access. Or you can go with one of our hosting network partners who will actually host the software in their data center. They will charge you for the infrastructure costs, but they don't charge you for the Windows licenses. They pass that savings directly on to you.
Awesome.
So those are the two options. We are recommending, you know, obviously that people go with whatever's going to be most successful. So in a lot of cases, it's going to be go with a hoster, you know, to host the software rather than hosting it out of your basement or garage. Or
totally agree.
Yeah. Well, that allows them to do what they do, you know, to do your actual work.
Yes, you get to focus on the business value of writing software for your clients and doing great work for your clients and let somebody else deal with the plumbing of hosting and infrastructure and all that kind of work. A couple other interesting notes. The four processors worth of Windows Server, that can be one server that has four processors on it, or it can be four servers with one processor each. And those can be virtual, or they can be dedicated hardware.
Nice.
So, you know, any combination there.
Very nice.
So, anyways, lots of fun stuff.
Cool. And
include any Xbox games with this? Or?
Unfortunately, no.
We need to get Xbox in MSDN. Yes. I'm telling you.
I would agree wholeheartedly as I have to buy my Xbox games. But no, Xbox games would be awesome to have in this.
So how does one get into the program?
So the way that you get into the program is you work, you start with going to microsoft.com/web/WebsiteSpark, or just say WebsiteSpark.com, one of the two. And you can sign up directly there, and it will send a request in to get an access code. And then once you get the access code, then you can sign up with one of the network partners. Or you can start with the other direction and just go directly to one of the network partners, such as Cal, or one of our hosters. And a lot of the hosters are on board. And you know, if you go to your favorite hoster, you know, Rackspace or Discount ASP, look for the Website Spark logo on their page and click on that, and that will, you know, you can go through and sign up directly through them as well.
Cool. And what's the process like? How do you know, companies that want to become part of Website Spark, what kind of process can they expect when they do decide to sign up?
So when they sign up, the service level agreement, SLA, is 2 to 3 day turnaround maximum. And so far, my understanding is that most of the turnarounds have been less than an hour. So if you, it's quite impressive, actually. Now, I mean, if you start trying to sign up with Cal, it's going to send him a request for him to approve you.
So your SLA is just turned to 2 or 3 weeks.
Right.
Hey, the man travels a lot.
So the fun part there is that I get emails when Cal's SLAs are slow. So, you know.
He has to answer to you then.
He has to answer to me.
You're bigger than me.
Yeah, but usually not in the same city. So.
But you could be.
We could be.
It could happen.
I can figure this out. And Utrecht is not that far away by plane. So, once you sign up, it sends a request to whoever your champ or network partner is. They look at your description of the company. Are you less than 10 people? You know, are you privately held? Sign, you know, approve. Are you less than 10 people? And do you build new websites for other companies? Are you a consultancy? If you're not a consultancy, then you don't.
Internal departments need not apply.
Okay. If you're building software, again, go with BizSpark. BizSpark's a great program. If you're building software for other people, then you're a consultancy. Okay. So, okay. WebsiteSpark makes sense.
Awesome.
Excellent. Good. So there's actually another Microsoft initiative that we're all working with. That we're all trying to get off the ground, and that's the American edition of the PHP on Windows contest. And PHP Architect has been working with Microsoft for a few weeks now, trying to nail down all the details. But
we're getting far closer on that.
We're definitely close, yes. Yeah. In fact, I believe launch is set for October 19th or 17th, like that. Yes. And I can't give you the details yet because they're going through all the legal process right now. Yeah. But
I think what has happened is that all of the individuals have all agreed it's now in the legal department, so we have no idea what they're going to return with.
So I can tell you what the details of the contest are, other than they'll have to do with building software that works in Windows and that's based on PHP. But I can tell you what some of the prizes are. So the top prize will be your very own super cool HD home entertainment system. It will be made up of a flat screen, 52-inch HD TV set, a 5.1 surround sound system, and an Xbox 360 Elite.
Woo-hoo.
So, ooh, the black one. Nice. Awesome.
We hope that's going to be a good incentive for you to look at this contest and give it a try. And we're also working with Microsoft to make it easier to get into the contest. We know that a lot of the people we work with don't necessarily know how to deploy PHP on Windows. And we're going to try to make it easier for those people to actually get into the contest. And you're probably hearing some noises in the background. Every now and then somebody will try to drink something. Downstairs there, I don't know, I think they're trying to simulate a terrorist attack on an airplane. And there you go. And we are just probably less than a couple of miles from Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. So you will every now and then hear what's probably an American Airlines, because I think they actually own the airport, jet going overhead. What else do you guys want to talk about? I think we have conferences coming up this fall. I know that ZenCon starts
October 19th.
There you go.
Yeah, tutorial day is October 19th, and the conference itself is the 20th through the 22nd.
Cool. Eli White was Zen's community guy. I don't know exactly what his title is.
I think that is the title.
Community dude.
Just announced that you can get into the UnCon, which is actually run by our colleague Keith Casey, who is somewhere over the United States right now, flying back home to D.C. You can get into the UnCon and into the exhibit hall, I believe, for $199.
Well, $99 if you have the special discount code.
Which is a discount. We don't know what the discount code is right now, but we'll put it on the podcast page. And
Eli is actually going to be speaking at CodeWorks, too.
That's right. Eli is going to be in Washington, D.C. So if you're in the Washington, D.C. area, and you haven't signed up for CodeWorks yet, you can still go to cw.mtacon.com.
Actually, that's true for all of the cities we've not hit yet, right?
That's right, yes. Yeah. You can sign up online and save, I believe, $50, or you can just come to the front desk and not save $50. Although, if you ask nicely, maybe.
We'll make you do jumping jacks or something.
That's right.
I'm a little teapot.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I would pay
you. I'll pay $10 for everybody that comes and actually sings I Love PHP.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, then, thanks, Josh. Thanks, Cal. Thanks, Elizabeth. Thank you all for being here with us. And until the next time, stay safe and keep coding.
Go Team Awesome.